unfortunately, our transportation system is so poor that you're spending most of your free time either sitting in traffic or waiting for a bus. So it's not like, you know, we could do a lot better giving you some more free time to actually engage in some of these civic issues. Now, that said, while it may be difficult, and I even talked to some, you know, local elected officials who feel it's actually hard, even as a local elected official, to get their member of Congress's attention or to be able to understand how to plug in or influence something as big as the federal transportation bill. What I'd really recommend is that people don't do it alone. They don't go it alone. That they actually understand that there are organizations where they live. At the neighborhood level, the city level, the regional level, the state level, who do a lot of the advocacy, who those citizens can plug into. It is hard, unless you happen to be one of the folks that, you know, regularly communicates with your congressperson, and that's always important. But there are fantastic organizations in cities and states across the country that are grounded locally, understand the local issues. As we know, all transportation, like politics, is local. But they are connected. They're connected through my coalition, through probably a lot of your work, at the federal level and the state level. And so I think it's those intermediary groups that, frankly, play an increasingly important role and are the perfect place for citizens to plug into. While transportation will never compete in the top three of, you know, the average American voter's national priorities, I actually think when things can be taken away from people, transportation turns out to be a very important part of their basic life and how they understand America's economy to function.